Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Adele. Hey, Adele, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Are you ready for a story about a unicorn that turns into a donut? Wait, what? Me too, let's go! Today was a very special day for Adele. You see, Adele is a unicorn, and today was her birthday, and she was very excited to celebrate it with all of her friends. As she woke up that morning, she knew that she had a lot of work to do for her sprinkle party. If you were to have a birthday party, what kind of party would you like to have? Would it be like a sprinkle party like Adele, or a spy party, or an adventure one, or an animal one, or... Oh, there's so many great party options. Well, Adele had always dreamed of having a sprinkle party. Do you know what that is? It's where you get tons and tons, millions of sprinkles, and you kind of have a crazy sprinkle fight. Yeah, so all the unicorns were going to come, and they were just going to throw sprinkles all over the place. Yes, it was going to turn into a giant mess that would need to be cleaned up, but it would be totally worth it.
Oh, good, people are starting to come. Hey, welcome to my party. Come on in, come on in.
As she opened the door, all of her friends rushed inside to give her a big birthday hug. They put their birthday presents on the table and got to work. Wait, what do you mean work? Oh yes, the sprinkle fight. All the unicorns grabbed cups and cups of sprinkles and started to throw them around. Oh my goodness, that was the biggest mess I've ever seen. But they were having a ton of fun.
Woohoo! Splash! I just love sprinkles so much,
said Adele. What started as a really fun, exciting day is quickly going to turn into a very complicated birthday party. It was time for cake, and as the candles were lit and Adele sat back, ready to blow, her friends said,
Don't forget to make a wish. That's the most important part.
Adele started to think to herself, All right, what do I want to be? What do I want to be? As she thought and thought and thought, one of her friends shouted out, Who wants a donut? And Adele turned and said, Donut? As Adele blew out the candles, she didn't realize what a giant mistake had been made. She had been trying to think of a wish, and accidentally, oh dear. Just like that, as soon as the last candle went out and the smoke cleared, Adele was no longer a unicorn.
Ah! Where did Adele go?
Said one of her friends.
I'm right down here. Wait, why did everything get so big?
As Adele looked around, she realized that she was no longer a unicorn. But she had been turned into a donut! Dun, dun, dun! Wait a second. Adele turned into a donut all from a wish of... Holy smokes. We gotta be careful of what we wish for when we blow out candles on a birthday cake. She just accidentally turned into a donut.
Oh no, I meant that I wanted a donut, not that I wanted to be a donut. Oh no!
Adele started to cry as all of her friends ran over to comfort her.
It's okay, Adele. It's gonna be fine. You see, I'm sure there's a way that we can turn you back to a normal unicorn.
Oh, most certainly, said one of her friends.
We just have to go see the wish fairy. She'll be able to reverse the wish.
Oh yes, the wish fairy. Have you ever heard of the wish fairy?
You see, wishes are very important matters, and especially when you're blowing out candles and dealing with those kinds of wishes, they must be handled very carefully, as we just seen from our unicorn friend who was actually turned herself into a donut. If you could turn yourself into any dessert, what would you pick?
I think a donut's actually not a bad choice. Or a cupcake. Those are pretty good.
As Adele the donut rolled onto one of her unicorn friend's back, they flew off to find the wish fairy. The wish fairy lived on a very tall mountain. It wasn't tall enough for snow. It was grassy. but it came up to a very sharp point. Like, if you drew this mountain on a piece of paper, it would look like a triangle. And if you were climbing up the mountain, it would look like it came up to an actual point at the top.
All right, Adar, I think there was fairy leaves in that tree over there. So let's go over there and see if she's home,
said Adele's friend. As they walked over towards the tree and shouted out,
Wish Fairy, Wish Fairy, are you here?
Oh, why, hello, dear. And, did you bring me a donut as a present?
No, don't eat me. My name is Adele, and I accidentally turned myself into a donut when I was trying to wish for something for my birthday party. And I need a new wish, or I need you to turn me back. I'm really a unicorn.
The Wish Fairy had never seen something like this happen ever before. But of course, she could help.
Oh yes, that's easy. Come closer, and poof!
Just like that, the Wish Fairy held out her wand, and Adele instantly turned back into her unicorn self.
Oh, phew! I thought I'd be stuck as a sprinkly donut for the rest of my life! Oh, thank you so much, Wish Fairy.
Oh, you're welcome. Just remember to be more careful when you're making a wish, because you did look awfully delicious, and I would not want you to accidentally get eaten by somebody over this. Well, you two get home safely now. Bye!
As the Wish Fairy waved goodbye, Adele and her friend, now both two unicorns, were able to fly back to the sprinkle party. They were able to have an amazing rest of the time, throwing sprinkles around and making a giant, silly, crazy mess that they did need to clean up at the end, but it was totally worth it. And now Adele will be extra super duper careful the next time that she has a wish. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Cooper and Reese from Utah, Brielle from Charlotte, Norman and Dexter from Washington, Rafi and Ezra from New Jersey, Raymond from Miami, Linda from Maryland, Cooper and Sydney from Maine, Florence from British Columbia, and Elias from Washington. I am so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And don't forget to leave a review on Kid Short Stories. I love to read those every single day. I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.